from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
What are you doing?
It's 500
mile rule.
It's back.
What is the official count tonight, Robbie? For
580 miles.
Yeah.
Is there any?
Is it too early in the season?
I was about to ask. Is there any wiggle room with the weeks, or is the rule the rule?
The rule. If they played on Sunday. And they're coming up a short week playing a night game. The rule applies.
There is your ruling for the official degenerate of the show.
They're playing in Charlotte.
Correct.
So we got to take Carolina.
Carolina's giving 7 points. Or six.
What was the mileage between Green Bay and Chicago last week? Or does this first game not count?
That doesn't count because they didn't play the week before.
They didn't play the Sunday before.
Gotcha.
And it's like right next to each other anyways.
Yeah,
you have all those Cubs fans who always infiltrate Miller Park. It's been weird. Marlins lost yesterday. They lost to the Brewers. They're going to try and avoid the sweep today. Moustakas just – he took Urania. Closer Urania is dicey.
Green Bay to Chicago is 206 miles.
Not under the rule, no matter what.
Doesn't apply.
Urania gave up a big old meatball yesterday. Things are looking good. Isan Diaz is doing work lately. That's been nice to see.
Is he batting over 100 yet?
Not over 100.
You mean over 200?
No, it was less than 100.
No. Yeah, he's way over 100. He's got a good eye. He's been taking some walks, but that stroke's been getting right for old Isan lately too. He's taking on his former club, showing him what they're missing. And you know what that is? Like, oh, look at me, I got a good kneecap. What do you got? Nothing. Although I think Yelich doesn't need surgery, and they said 6 weeks. So
surgery,
baby, back for the little
surgery to fix. A kneecap?
I didn't know that.
Not normally.
Well, he doesn't. So he's going to be out 6 weeks. So I guess if they made the LCS, I guess technically he could be back if they get into the playoffs.
He could do like a Kirk Gibson, come in and pitch hit in the ninth, limping in there.
I got one. Obviously, there's been a lot of things going on with the Antonio Brown situation. It's the biggest story in sports. And numero uno correspondent of that is, of course, O.J. Simpson.
Of course.
Who didn't feel like yesterday's post about there's a difference between being charged and accused. It didn't feel like that was enough for him, so he had to expound some more.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Hello, Twitter world. It's me, yours truly. Well, today is 9/11, and I guess we all should take a moment to remember the people who gave their lives and lost their lives on that day. I woke up this morning thinking that would be the first thing I hear, but... my TV is automatically on a sports station, and the first thing I hear is they're talking about football players wearing watches on the football field. I'm sure there's a logical reason for that. Then, of course, they're talking about Antonio Brown and the rape allegations. And I'm listening to these sportscasters. All of a sudden, they become crime reporters. And I heard this one guy make an idiotic statement that the girl is obviously moral and all that, and she might be. I'm not saying she's not. But they said because she's only asking for $75,000. And I'm saying to myself, Jesus, why don't these sports guys just talk about sports? The law is, in federal court, that she has to ask for a minimum of $75,000. Make no mistake about it. This girl ain't sending herself through all of this for $75,000. So stick to what you know. Don't talk about what you don't know. I'm just saying. Take care.
Yeah, he knows it because he lost one of the most famous civil suits of all time. He can't have a job.
Knows all the rules.
He goes, listen, if you want to bring in a correspondent for civil suits, call the juice.
Talk about what you know, and I know civil suits.
Jesus.
Hey, Twitter world. I've been sued.
Hey, Twitter world. Listen, I got some... I was just hoping there was going to be some reflection on a day like 9/11, but these bastards are talking about Antonio Brown again, and they don't even know the civil suit rules.
Don't forget he had to get the hot watch take in there first.
I know. That loses some effect on radio because he goes, I wonder why that could be. And he just is given the old money sign, which was funny.
I mean, not really.
Can we?
Like, surprised he didn't end it with Melvin Gordon.
Listen, that watch, those watches are very expensive. You know who else wears one? Bubba Watson. He wears it when he golfs. It's a white one.
It's a little bit different to wear a watch during golf instead of football.
Reggie Roby did.
He was a punter!
Exactly! Which is why we should be praising a long snapper!
Hold on. Minus one.
How dare you?
That's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Second of all, was Reggie Roby wearing a $350,000 watch?
No, he wore like a Seiko. It was like a Timex.
If they didn't tell you, you wouldn't know?
He has to time the hang time of the punts. I'm not even making up. Isn't like a secret reason why that he was running the watch?
No! Robbie?
No, actually, that has been out there. I don't know if it's true.
So wait, let me get this straight. You idiots. He is going to punt the ball, hit his watch,
yeah, and,
run. And then click it when it lands?
Yeah.
That seems inaccurate.
Science.
It's nothing worse than doing a show with buffoons. Are you serious?
Let's get that on.
This is WAXYAM South
buffoonery.
Miami and WSFM.
We have chicanery.
HD2 Mirror.
Done by buffoonery.
Radio.com sports station.
Is that the creed of the show?
I don't know.
We have chicanery done by buffoonery?
But come on.
Really? Let's get a shirt.
Maybe he has to watch to time his hang time. With a straight face, you said that to me.
Yeah, but
I'm a grown-ass man. I went to college. You honestly think I'm going to believe that?
Why did Reggie Roby wear a watch?
Because he could.
Uh-huh. But also, he wasn't wearing the watch Odell was
no,
wearing.
No. Listen. According to MSN.com, and this comes from the news website, I know the great Reggie Roby used to wear a cheap digital watch when he was punting for the Dolphins because he liked to see how long his punt traveled in the air.
And when does he hit the timer? Please, answer that, you think all you stupid people.
You can demonstrate.
No, you can't, because there's somebody on the sideline with a stopwatch, and they record two things.
I could do it.
Dark Board of Doom, you have to look like the jackass that's punting the ball and timing it.
I just want to do it for fun. I don't even want to wait for Doom.
We already done the long snap demonstration.
Where are we going to punt a ball? We can't do it
we'll
inside.
Go outside. We'll go outside. We'll go to the lot that looks like a. Never mind.
Lot looks
people
like,
are people are sensitive around here these days.
The lot that looks like you need an escort over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's where we park the station vehicles.
No, I'm talking about the one that's in the chicken wire fence.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, there's one parking lot that has almost, it looks like, closing gates with the nice bars. And then there's another one across the fence, across the street with a chain link fence. And then there's one, the chicken wire.
How nervous does everybody look when they have to park their car there?
Looking around.
I never have to do it. We're the first ones
here. Yeah, I mean, we get prize spots.
We always get the primo spots. But every time I'm leaving the building, I see somebody who gives me the look like, damn it, I missed them. Because they know they just left their car in some questionable area.
Somebody said, I feel like a $350,000 watch should be able to start and stop itself on punts.
Yeah.
No, it was $200,000, which still not saying
still expensive.
Know, right.
Odell said like nobody would care if it wasn't me. I disagree. I feel like most people, if they found out a player was wearing that expensive a watch.
No, the only reason why they care is because it costs so much. If it were just a cheap plastic watch, nobody would
care. That's true.
Right. And that one's specially made. Because you see it in the Browns colors?
I just don't understand why he wants the watch.
It's a cool watch.
Wait on your hand?
No. Those things? I've told you.
I'm not a watch guy, so I don't
Bubba know. Watson golfs with one.
I know, man.
Golf is different.
Golf, nobody's trying to
no
rip it away.
Who cares?
What if somebody wants to rip away a fumble from Odell and they just break his watch? Probably gets another one from the free sponsor. Let me give
no,
him his watch.
No.
You don't think so?
No, they all pay for their watches.
Really?
Maybe Bubba, because Bubba has a line.
You don't think Odell gets a free watch?
He has a white watch line.
Odell
I'm
did
wondering,
not pay for that
he
watch.
He probably has a line because that watch was team colors. And they don't just randomly make You know what I mean?
I don't get wearing, like, I remember, like, that was always a big thing. It's I don't feel like it's as much these days in baseball, but like when dudes would come up with like just so much jewelry, you're gonna lose that sliding into a base.
No.
It's gonna be bad news.
No. I'm telling you. I used to see guys wearing crosses, and then I saw a cross get stuck in a guy's chest. That was it and that for me.
What do you got, Beast Headlines?
American Airlines Arena, the name will be no more in 2020. The naming rights will be done. Miami-Dade County has taken over that.
We will get the exclusive name from Ira Windeman in about 15 minutes.
They will look for the new naming rights. We'll see what happens there. The Heat have exercised a contract extension on Bam. Keeps him, till 2021? Then he's a restricted free agent.
It's going to keep him for life because Zoe says he's going into the rafters.
Yeah, there you go. Also, the Marlins lost yesterday to the Brewers.
Hard times.
Hard times, Daddy. They'll be back in action this afternoon. Hopefully not.
Caleb Wolf on the hill, though.
It's a plus. It's a plus.
No, he's not giving up meatballs.
It's a plus. The Manny Diaz says that Jaron Williams and Nicosi Perry are best friends.
That's like, I'm glad to hear that. That's so sweet.
Also, Manny Diaz will cut your throat if you decide to visit another college.
Manny Diaz sounds like a little bit of like a psycho ex-girlfriend. Were you talking to Butch Davis? You gonna take a visit?
I swear, if I see Lane's number on your phone, you're done.
I would say
he's like scope. He's got like a burner account, and Manny Diaz is checking the kids' likes.
Question. Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
You think Miami is in a position to be making those demands?
Apparently, he thinks so.
No. Okay.
He's angrily optimistic.
Did you see angrily optimistic?
That's what he said. He said we're angry, but we're optimistic. So he's angrily optimistic. Huh. That's not a thing.
Do you wonder why it's clown show?
No.
I wouldn't go clown show.
Yeah, it's
clown. Really?
It's
1978.
Clown. Really?
1978.
It's not a clown
All that
show.
Swag.
Here we go.
You open your mouth. You put yourself in that situation.
The couple of people were denied some issues yesterday. The U.S. Patent Office denies LeBron James' application for Taco Tuesday.
Good.
Because the Taco Tuesday thing is too commonplace, as they said.
Yeah, because
every restaurant uses it.
Because everybody does Taco Tuesday. I do Taco Tuesday.
And then Ohio State fails in their attempt to copyright the Ohio State University, and they can go to hell. Straight to hell with that.
The Ohio State I mean, it worked for Al Golden. He got all those phrases copyrighted.
All his phrases?
Pillars.
Al Golden.
It's a process.
Al Golden, famously known for putting quotes of himself around the Canes building. Like, quotes, memorable quotes, like, I have a dream.
Blake James comes down. Al, we like to put some famous quotes around the building to inspire athletes.
Oh, I got it.
You have any? Yeah, Blake, read my book.
You have nothing to fear except fear itself.
Was Al Golden a better author, or was he a better meteorologist, always talking about the cloud? I'm just saying.
Oh, and he didn't like night games, you know. Didn't like night games.
Too many night games.
Too many primetime games.
Too many night games.
Yeah, it gets us off.
Yeah. Well, look, man.
Poor Ted Stryker. Miss him.
It'd be, you know, days are going to be good again one day with football down here, right? Because, like,
it's going to be a while.
Maybe with a guy like Josh Heupel from UCF.
Really? You already deciding a new coach?
I can't wait till he leads the next promo.
I would love to come out to Arrigo Margate on Friday, 5 to 7. I'll be there, but Robbie, you can come out with your list of five.
Maybe like Dave Aranda, the defensive coordinator from LSU, although you have to pay a pretty penny for him.
You need to stop.
No one from LSU is coming here, bro. They got a factory.
Maybe like Brent Venables from Clemson. Again, costs a pretty penny. He makes a lot of money.
One's leaving Clemson to come here.
Maybe it's a plus with LSU that you...
You're lucky you got Dan to leave Alabama because Nick Saban's a...
Where's Dan?
Dude, he has to be laughing so hard at Dan Enos right now.
Especially Mike Loxley in Maryland putting up big numbers. Like, Mike Loxley was the real offensive genius, not you, Dan.
Dan Enos is comes over here and look, like Jaron Williams has looked pretty good. It's been the one bright spot about the team. There's no doubt about that. But when he sees that Nick Saban is putting up 60 points on the reg no matter what, it's
Jaron Williams does have a better adjusted pass completion percentage than Tua.
Oh, okay, really?
Oh boy.
Oh, fantastic. Tank for Jaron.
2021.
He's not eligible this year to come out.
Oh, well, them's the breaks. What are you gonna do?
Him and Lawrence, 1-2 in the draft.
The best friends, right?
They were compared to each other.
A couple of amigos.
Yep. A couple of they're simpatico.
Ready to go out there and make things happen, you know?
I wonder if he's more friends with Lawrence or Nkosi.
I'm going to go Nkosi.
Think so?
By the way, who's been more sassy on the social media? Manny Diaz with the recruits or the Canes football Twitter?
Oh. Definitely Canes Twitter.
Yeah,
because Manny's not sassy on Twitter. He's just very very confident on Twitter.
Well, isn't he doing a thing with the recruits about, you know?
Yeah, but he's not doing that on Twitter.
Okay, yeah.
You asked on Twitter. He's doing that on Hurricanes Hotline right here on 560 The Joe.
Which is Hurricanes Hotline, so you got to be a little...
Froggy? Do yeah. you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your coach's show.
It's your coach's show. I get that. But I would just like to say that all of some of the other stuff that got us to this point, sometimes when you put yourself out there, people are less understanding about your situation because you've been in your face for the last 5 months.
Yeah, I just don't understand. Like, it's a weird thing to me where you're telling. First of all, to have policies in place because you think recruits are talking negatively about you or
you're
are,
in no
are being
you're
too
in
broad.
No position to put demands on recruits.
All that's yeah, but all that stuff kind of goes away if you just win, doesn't it? Like, there's a reason there's so much negative recruiting that surrounded the Canes. I mean, one, they had a wrongful scandal that was held over the head by the NCAA, but the other thing is they haven't been good enough. They haven't been good enough.
True that.
So, I don't – you put in all these – ground. You're not going to need – do you think Nick Saban needs ground rules?
No.
Nick Saban has so many damn recruits.
You know what
to
it
do
is?
With. He's like, oh.
Just like he just did that little Aflac commercial
right.
with the rings.
He's probably thinking to himself, he's like, oof. Thank God that recruit didn't want to come here. I was going to get nervous. I was going to tell him I couldn't fit him on this recruiting class.
I mean, that's got to be the craziest thing when you hose everybody down and then everybody decides to come and you have to turn some of them away.
Yeah.
That's who the Canes should get, those guys.
The guys that they turn away? Yeah. The scraps?
But it's not scraps. It's not scraps.
What is it?
It's kind of scraps.
No, it's not.
It's kind of scraps.
Nope.
It's a little bit of scraps.
If you – wait, here – let me ask you a question. If the hot girl, smoking hot, right, doesn't, your friend is all over, she ain't giving him no play, she looks at you, you gonna say no?
We're friends?
Yeah.
Nah, it's not, I can't do that to my friend.
No, what, you ain't doing nothing to him, she don't want him.
I don't care, we're friends. That's,
you're
that's,
next
that's,
in line.
That's code.
Hey, it's not code. It's
it
code.
Is code.
It's, wait a minute. So that means that every – wait. Let me get this straight.
If you said random guy, if it was my enemy, sure. If you're telling me it's my friend –
he doesn't. He can't get her.
Don't care.
That means she's back on the market.
Was he into
didn't
her?
Date her.
Was he into her?
Yeah. But they didn't date.
Nope.
They didn't date. She said no.
You're a bad friend.
No, I'm not.
You're a bad friend.
No, I'm not.
You're a bad friend.
Nope.
Ira Windeman joins us next. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin Leroy and Beast here with you on The Ticket. Heat camp's closing in, man. Media day is right around the corner.
Can't wait.
Camp's going to open up. Kaiser University.
Can't wait.
Let's go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line. Truly Stats Beyond Convenient. There we'll find Ira Windeman. Ira, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Always glad to join you guys from Ask Ira Arena so we can get right to it.
you got the investments behind that? How is that going for you?
You know what? I'm trying to get it seated, but if you go to my GoFundMe, I think we might be able to make this work.
Like, do you have any idea? Like, is there any inkling on who a lead pony may be for this this new arena name?
You know what? It's interesting. Now that the county is taking it over, it takes it in a completely different direction,
right,
where you might be looking for sort of a name that fits the city or something like that. I think it's all about finances right now and just getting the most amount of money. I mean, I know a lot of Heat fans are saying, you know, Mickey Arison has plenty of money. Name it after Dwayne Wade. Name it after Pat Riley. Don't make it one of those sellout kind of arenas. This, and the Heat made it clear. They issued a statement yesterday. It is out of their hands. The county had the right to do it. They picked up the right to do it, so the county will be deciding. I just hope we don't wind up with a Vivint Smart Home Arena or a Talking Stick Resort Arena, because as you guys know, especially in the NBA, there's some names of the arenas that I have to keep checking my media notes just to go, really? That's who they sold out to?
Yeah, no doubt. Ira, how did just... To back up a little bit, because I got confused. I know a bunch of people have tweeted at me that they have been confused. How did the county and the city get the right to take over the naming rights bidding?
It's basically part of the deal. I mean, it's part of the deal of the money they spend for the arena, and then they help support the arena. So they had the right after this contract to step in. If the $2 million doesn't wind up being at least that from the naming rights that American Airlines Arena happened, they wind up having to pay the Heat. So they just jumped in. Naming rights have gone through the roof. I mean, even in Atlanta, at the new State Farm Arena where the Hawks play and absolutely no one shows up, they have a far larger deal per year than the Heat has with American Airlines Arena. So the county felt, you know what, we can get a larger share, we can make it work. And honestly, guys, they really are on the clock because, you know, people have gotten confused. It's not the end of this season. It literally is December 31st when we're celebrating New Year's. They have to change the signage on the arena. So I expect an announcement sort of sooner rather than later. It'll be interesting to see if it's South Florida-based or it's just someone who comes with the biggest bag of cash.
So, Ira, you got a chance to talk to Goran Dragic this week, mm-hmm. who obviously had an interesting summer. I saw the quotes. Like, what was his attitude with the whole Mavs snafu that went down? Like, he was essentially, in a lot of Heat fans' eyes, traded basically while all that stuff was going down, and then he wasn't because apparently the Mavericks have bad hearing. I don't know what the hell went on there. But
yeah, and we know what went on. Basically, the Mavericks heard one thing. The Heat said one thing. The Mavericks thought, okay, we're going to get Kelly Olynyk and Derrick Jones Jr. to give you the cap space to sign Jimmy Butler. The Heat thought they were saying okay to Goran Dragic, who still has, you know, this year left on his contract, and they didn't want to take that large of a nut as far as cash in there, so they had that going on. I think it was easier for Goran to digest for one reason. If there probably is one team he could be traded to and deal with, it's probably going to the Mavericks and playing with Luka Doncic and being reunited with the team that won the EuroBasket Championship in 2017. So his thought was this: I went to sleep that night, the time difference in Slovenia. By the time I woke up, I had number one been traded, number two not been traded, number three told by my agent everything is copacetic. So I think he just moved on because I think he's also smart enough to realize this. This is the last year of his contract. He very well might get traded anyway. Number one, teams like an expiring contract. Number two, if there's a contender that loses a point guard to injury or otherwise, it's a good way for them to rent someone in the short term. So I think he realizes that he was on borrowed time when this whole thing came down June 30th, and he still might be. What I thought was interesting is he also said sort of over his dead body, is he giving up his starting job right. as point guard? So that's going to be really interesting when it comes to the competition with Justice Winslow and training camp.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's going to be an interesting training camp in just regards of everybody, because I know that there's a lot of guys coming in with the idea that they're in kind of a prove-it year, like Deion yeah. Waiters and James Johnson and all these guys, and it's you know, with the influx of the new guys and the young guys getting more responsibility, I mean, Spo's got an interesting camp coming up and figuring out who's going to fall into what role, and Goran's part of that as well.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote the other day, I mean, you guys might disagree. I think there are two players locked into the starting lineup. We saw the extension yesterday, the option year for Bam Adebayo. They made a strong commitment to him. He's starting. Obviously, Jimmy Butler is starting. We don't know what position, maybe small forward, maybe shooting guard. You ain't paying a guy $32 million a year to come off the bench. I think the other three positions are wide open. Power forward could be Kelly Olynyk, could be James Johnson, could be Justice Winslow. If you're going to start Jimmy Butler at small forward, then Deion Waiters can start at the two. But if you're going to start Justice Winslow with the three, then all of a sudden Jimmy Butler's at the two and Deion Waiters isn't starting. And then we have the whole Goran thing. Do you start a guy who's in the final year of his contract, most likely can't be here going forward if you want cap space, or do you really go all in on the Justice Winslow thing and say, hey, point guard proved to be your best position last year. We're going to invest on that. And in the end, it's interesting that 7-11 backcourt of Dragic and Waiters could wind up being your bench backcourt, playing off the bench like James Johnson and Tyler Johnson did successfully a couple of years back. So it's interesting. I think it would be very shocked if Bam and Jimmy aren't starting. I think there's no chance of that not happening. But I think there's a whole rotation for Eric Spoelstra to figure out, and I think there's going to be some guys who are going to feel left out in the process, especially wanting to get minutes for Tyler Hero.
Ira, obviously you mentioned they exercised the option on Bam yesterday, and everyone we've talked to in the organization, whether it be Zoe and everybody else, says the sky is the limit for Bam. As you see it, and people you've talked to in the organization, what part of his game do they want him to make a leap in next? Where's the room for growth that they want him to take the next step?
Well, I think, one, he has to become more of a rebounder because you gave up the rebounds that Hassan Whiteside brought in. Now, they love his defensive switchability, that on the pick and roll, he's not going to get caught up. They are trying to extend his range. You know, every year we hear about Heat power players are going to shoot more threes. And then we watch Udonis Haslem shoot 50 in practice and make 40 of them and say it's going to happen, but it doesn't happen. So I'm curious the rhetoric of Bam Adebayo shooting more threes and making more threes, whether that becomes the case again. What I'm curious about is this. Is, look, God bless Bam, but he sort of reminds me of Zoe that there are certain matchups he looks small against the biggest centers. And we just saw Rudy Gobert basically dominate the U.S. in the World Cup and eliminate them from medal contention there. So what happens when the Heat play the biggest of the bigs, when they play the Goberts, when Boban comes in briefly? That's the part of the muscle game the Heat are lacking. Really, when you look at Bam's build, he's the quintessential power forward, but now he's being cast as center. And that's a huge referendum. Say what you want about Hassan Whiteside and his knuckleheaditude, but he did have the body to match up with bigs. That's something that maybe Bam doesn't.
All right, what happened to Team USA?
If you send your, I don't want to even say B team or C team, but more like your L or N team, that's what you wind up getting. I mean, there was a 33-player pool that was selected by USA Basketball that didn't even include the older players like LeBron. Only four of those guys wound up being on the final team. Yeah, I think the U.S.'s 10th best team probably is going to struggle dominating on a world stage. The players don't care about this. They care about the Olympics. Next year in Japan, you're going to see the names, maybe even the Harden and LeBron types who were going to step in there for these guys instead. It just shows you that these guys didn't care, and the NBA tried to pump up this event. It wasn't that big a deal. The best players in the world couldn't be there. Like Goran said with Slovenia, they couldn't even qualify because qualifying was during the NBA season. The U.S. still has the best basketball players in the world. They just didn't send them. The team they sent today, yeah, they lost to Serbia because Serbia was better, and Saturday they'll be playing for 7th place, and yet in the world rankings, the U.S. still is number one.
Appreciate the time, Ira. Always appreciate you joining us.
Ask Ira Arena. Just send $5 at a time. We'll make it happen, guys.
Start a GoFundMe.
Man. The M team? The N team?
Yeah, wow. The M team, man. It's hard times. Hard times for America. That's what, you know what? Popovich gets what he gets for not bringing Bam.
Oh, here we go. Blame Pop.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to blame Pop.
You think Bam by himself would have changed everything?
I don't
everything.
Know. Rudy Gobert wouldn't have had all those dunks.
Yeah. Do you have evidence otherwise?
I mean,
one player
first
would not
of all,
change the outcome.
I'm not going to let a guy cried because he didn't go to the All-Star game beat me.
Yeah,
ever.
He whipped us with his tears.
Ever. Think about that.
That's what went down, man.
He cried.
There's crying in basketball.
Nope.
Chris Bosh did it.
Did you see? He lost the championship.
Adam Morrison.
Oh man, that was a bad one.
And the game hadn't ended yet.
That was a bad one. You gotta hold those puppies in. You can't just be out there weeping.
Really? You clearly.
The game wasn't over.
Have you ever been emotional in your life?
Sure. No. He said before he has no problem with guys crying.
No. I don't like big guys crying.
What?
I don't like.
Wait a minute.
Is there a weight limit?
Yeah, like
there's a weight limit on crying.
Is there like a height, like at a theme park? Like if you're above this, you can't cry.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now.
What's the limit?
Rashad
6'2".
Rashad being giant and has a deep voice.
If I walked out,
he can't be boohooing.
I would be very uncomfortable.
Rashad can't be boohooing.
If I walked out of this building and I saw if I saw Brian Monroe crying and I saw Rashad crying, that's different. That's different. I'm sorry, it is. I don't know what to tell you.
What are you doing there?
I don't know.
So, like, for me,
Like, how would you feel if you walked into the woods and you saw a bear crying? You'd feel a lot different than a squirrel crying. Like, it's just, some things just aren't right. They're not right.
For example, if you came in here and saw Rashad crying,
yeah,
right?
I would know something's really wrong if he was crying.
But if you saw Zaslow crying?
Oh, well, that's just a Wednesday.
Could be on a dime.
It's a Thursday.
So, yeah, no. But it's like, because Rashad has that deep voice, right? I'd be like, man.
Now, are Zaslow and Amber, are they driving the bus into the studio today, the one that they backed over on you in the Kim Bocamper interview?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what's going down today?
They can't back a bus over me.
They did, man.
They tried.
When Bocamper yelled at them, they were like, Leroy said it.
Yeah, they did.
Leroy.
And I thought Amber was my girl. She gave me up in a heartbeat.
Yeah, Bocamper's like, who said that?
Once
and she rapid fire.
Right, Leroy.
Yeah. Wow.
Amber, you would be terrible in a hostage situation. You would give up us all immediately.
All the secrets.
Robbie, do you have that? We got to hear this again. We played it earlier in the show. Zaslow and Amber just...
Bocamper was so mad that they had the audacity to say that Minka Fitzpatrick was good instead of great. And he was great. He was real great. And as soon as he questioned the witness, who said he was only good? Amber gave it up, sung like a canary.
He played 5 different positions last year and played every one of them excellent.
Especially the slot, right?
Well, he played corner, he played slot, he played safety, he played at the line of scrimmage.
Okay, because he's too slow to play corner. Like, he was getting burned Sunday.
Let me ask you this, who are you hearing this from?
Even Leroy Horde said that this morning on the morning show. But you saw on Sunday, I mean, he's getting burned left and right. He looks super slow out there on Sunday. Now, given I understand that their rookie receiver may be the fastest guy in the NFL.
Nervous, bright lights.
But that's how it looked, again, to somebody, like, this is the layman. We're not the experts that you are. So I always have a hard time with Minka Fitzpatrick.
I just gave you an example of a play where everyone blamed Minka when it wasn't his coverage. How do you answer that?
No, you're right. I'm glad you brought that up too, Bo.
Whoa!
He went right.
Wow. Amber was driving the bus and Zaslow was on his unicycle.
No, right when Amber did that, Zaslow assumed the position behind him.
Bro, they gave you up so hard.
Like, wow.
Bocamper is going to be looking for you next time. He's going to be like,
no, I just saw
what you said about Minka.
I just saw him like 2 days ago. So
you better watch yourself this next time.
No.
Horde, I heard you said Minka was only average.
Didn't I say that?
You said he was too slow.
I said that. I said he was a tweener. My exact words were a tweener. He's not. He's maybe a little bit too small to be a safety.
He's going to be clenching his giant arm. That's a man's man right there.
And Amber named names.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Man. That's Beast would do that.
She's like Canseco.
Beast would give us up in a heartbeat.
I agree.
I don't have a large.
No.
I don't have a big pain tolerance, so if I'm being tortured.
If Bocamper turned up the volume a little bit, Beast would roll over immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and a heart. Yeah.
No doubt.
No doubt.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
We're back after this. Yes, it is Doom Pick time, and just when we need Leroy, he is yet again not here for the start of a segment. He's been, he's been here for like the start of one segment today, right?
Yeah, I mean, I had an issue with my alarm at home, so I missed one, but he is, you know, he socializes, man.
He did sprint to one segment.
This is, here he comes.
Is he sprinting?
He's running the 40, yeah.
Don't pull a hamstring.
Yes, please don't pull a hamstring.
You're already injured.
Every time we see you running down the hallway, we're like, it's going to be Water Balloon Part 2.
All right, here's where the records stand, boys. Leroy and I are 1-3.
You're 1-3, too?
Yes.
Oh.
And you guys are 3-1. So let's get to it. Let's do it. Remember, it is a chase week. We are doing a chase month in celebration of the football season.
Oh, no.
Wait.
Yeah, wait up, man. Don't spoil it.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not spoiling it, but I can barely read Robbie's writing.
We have
to make do.
Luckily, we have the translator right here. 4. All right. There you go.
Taking 4. I'll just take these 4 over here.
Can't look in the box. It's cheating.
I just took four on one side.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I got the remaining four.
God, your writing's worse than mine.
All right.
I had to make do.
Ready to go, Leroy. What do you got, man?
Jacksonville is visiting Houston. Houston is a 9-point favorite.
Really?
Minshew. San Francisco is visiting Cincinnati.
Did they see Minshew
Cincy
play?
Cincy is a -2.
Something you should know about that game. I know it's a West Coast team traveling east, but San Francisco's been practicing in Youngstown, Ohio all week.
Yeah, so, because that's where the owners, the Barlows
yeah,
are from.
Yeah, him.
Youngstown. And is this Cleveland? Cleveland is at the New York Jets.
Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm. Monday Night Football. Cleveland is a road 2.5-point favorite.
I like that game
and
because
then,
I like that game because it will send Adam Gase to do an absolute tailspin. It's
and
gonna
then,
be fantastic.
And then New England at Miami.
The spread being
18.5 points.
Oh, it went down a little bit.
It did.
On the road.
I think it has to do with Antonio Brown.
Do you know how bad your team has to be? To be
pride game, pride game,
18.
Yeah, I do know how bad they have to be. They have to lose the opening week 59-10.
Pride game.
I mean, it fits the qualifications, but I don't know if they got the horses.
It's not a pride game. It's not a pride game. They have Fitzpatrick at
quarterback. You don't determine if it's a pride. I do.
Go ahead.
We'll make the determination tomorrow.
Okay,
we make that determination tomorrow.
Tell me if you can tell me if it's a pride game or not.
No, I can't.
That gives away his pick.
Does
if,
it?
Yeah, if he says it's a pride game, he's taking the Dolphins. If he says the Dolphins don't have any pride, he's going to take the Patriots.
No, that's just because I don't call it a pride game doesn't mean I think the Dolphins have no pride.
It could be it could be a pride game, but the Dolphins don't have pride.
All right, here's what we got. I got Dallas at Washington. Dallas is a 5-point favorite. That is Sunday at 1 o'clock. I have Tampa Bay at Carolina. Tonight's game, Thursday Night Football. Carolina is a 6.5-point favorite. 500-mile rule, easy pick, Carolina Panthers, book it. I have the Philadelphia Eagles at the Atlanta Falcons. That is Sunday Night Football. Philadelphia is a 1.5-point road favorite. And finally, I have Arizona at Baltimore. Nice little matchup. Kyler Murray against Lamar Jackson Sunday at 1 o'clock. Baltimore is a 13.5-point favorite at home. All right, Beast,
all right,
what do you got, man?
Go. I got these four games. The New Orleans Saints at the L.A. Rams.
Revenge game.
It is, I don't even know, what is this, 425 Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday 425.
The Rams are 2.5-point favorite.
Wow, the Rams are 2.5-point favorite?
They're at home.
Oh, they're at home.
They're at home.
I got the L.A. Chargers at the Detroit Lions. Sunday at 1, the Chargers are 2.5-point favorite. I've got the Buffalo Bills at the New York Football Giants, Sunday at 1, Buffalo, 1.5-point favorite. And I've got Kansas City at Oakland. That one's a Sunday 4:05 start. Kansas City, a 7-point favorite.
All right, I got Indianapolis at Tennessee. That's a Sunday 1 o'clock game. The Titans are 3-point home favorites.
Time out.
Let him finish. Let him finish.
All right. The Seattle Seahawks at the Pittsburgh Steelers, Sunday at 1 o'clock. Pittsburgh is a 4.5-point favorite at home. And you got Minnesota at Green Bay, Sunday at 1 o'clock. Green Bay, a 3-point home favorite. And I got the Chicago Bears at the Denver Broncos, Sunday 4:25. Chicago, a 2.5-point road favorite, a mile high.
All right, that is our doom picks for this week.
What was that timeout?
Tobin just crushed Fitzpatrick by saying it's not a pride game. They have Fitz at quarterback. That's an instant dart throw.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not a dart throw. I didn't rip him. It's just facts.
We didn't rip his football play.
By the way,
I didn't rip his football play. The fact is, he is the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. It doesn't, and because such, that doesn't make it a pride game.
About an hour ago on our Good Morning Football television watching, I didn't jump in because I didn't want to be that guy. But one of the guys was asked, like, who needs to raise his game to the next level this week, and they said Fitzpatrick, and I was like, why? The rest of the team won't.
What are you raising?
He got hit 10 times, man. Like, he's old. What is he supposed to raise?
Yeah, like, what does he have
You're
to
raise?
You're
lucky if he raises up from a hit. He's too old. The poor bastard? What are they supposed to do? We're going to go out there with Josh Rosen? Threw a pick his first throw. I don't care if it was his fault or not. 59. You better not go pride game tomorrow. I swear to God. They lost 59-10. Pride should be not giving up 60 points. That's it. Don't top last week. That's the pride you should have.
Well, Leroy did declare that when the Dolphins played the Patriots on Monday night a couple years ago with Cutler, the Dolphins are like 11-point underdogs. He declared it a pride game. We all laughed at him, and the Dolphins ended up winning. I know it's a little bit different. But.
No, it's a lot different because the Dolphins just gave up 60.
There's a chance they can turn it around, man, whether you're 1-0 or 0-1.
You're trying to do the reverse jinx, Beast. Don't. We're not.
There's a chance. I'm doing the Devon Godshaw.
There's a chance I could raise my fist up like this, and you run right into it too.
What are you, Thor?
Like, what are you talking about? Like, there's a chance they
waiting for the hammer to come.
Yeah. How are they? Okay.
He raises his hand up like
tell me. How are they going to turn it around?
The only thing that's going to land in that hand is a cheeseburger. Oh man,
that'd be so good.
Oh, that'd be a great power if you could raise your hand and a cheeseburger comes like blasting through.
Is that cheeseburger place open downstairs?
No,
I mean at 11.
It's too long.
I know. Is there a cheeseburger place?
Yeah. They got a good burger
place.
Do they
do those little kitty cheeseburgers?
No, I don't know.
I can't review it. I think I'd like to give it a proper review. Maybe we should do we should just go review all the food downstairs.
Yeah. Do a Yelp?
You're going to do a second mortgage on your house?
No, I'll offer them free advertisement.
You can't do that.
Why? I'm going to do it on my gram.
Still waiting for the churro.
Yeah.
Churro.
And I want to make something clear. Age shaming was not in the oath. It was poor football play. You can't claim I get automatic dartboard of doom throwing for my Fitzpatrick oath for age shaming. And I'm not age shaming. I'm just pointing out his age. He's old. And he got hit more than anyone last week. That's not going to last. I feel bad for him. All right? That's it. That's all this comes down to.
All right.
I'm not backpedaling. I'm just pointing it out. You know me. I will fulfill my bets no matter what.
Where's the two knuckleheads after us?
Who, the bus drivers?
They're out there.
A couple of bus drivers.
Yeah. They're not thundering into the studio today.
Maybe they had to make a couple stops on the way here. You know, sometimes you got to stop on your bus route.
Hopefully they found a parking spot for the big giant bus.
You guys are not coming here today after you threw me under the bus, huh, Amber? Threw me right under the bus.
You got so scared of Bo Camper.
We were cool.
You're scared.
You got so scared of Bo Camper.
Oh, garbage. My goodness.
Oh, wait. Here comes Jethro.
Here she comes.
Here comes Jethro. No.
You said it. You know why you said it? Because it's true.
You rolled.
You
bowed to Bo Camper so fast where you were like, who said it?
Listen,
and you threw him under the bus.
I need a clout. You know who has clout? A former NFL player named Leroy Horton.
No.
That's who has clout.
No.
You gave up the goods so fast.
There was no way the two of them were taking that heat.
True or false? Did you say it?
Yes,
he said it. But
yes.
Why?
Because it's true.
You thought it an authoritative opinion, and then when Bo Camper yelled at you guys a little bit, you ran. More so Zaslav.
No, Zaslav ran. Zaslav scurried away.
Wait,
like
he was
a little mouse,
going back
terrified.
And forth. And then soon as Amber threw me under the bus, he started agreeing with him and just went right on the other end.
Oh, Zaslav, 24 hours earlier, Zaslav saying that Minka's the one who wants to leave, and he's saying that Minka is just good, he's not great. And fast forward to a Bo Camper yelling at us. All of a sudden, Zaslav just changes all of his tapes.
Yeah, Bo, you're right, bot.
Bo,
whatever you say, Mr.
You're
Bo Camper.
Right. Whatever you say, sir.
I can't believe you didn't even put up any resistance.
Listen, man, I needed somebody
cool.
in my corner.
I thought we were
with
cool.
NFL clout.
Well,
she thought of those massive arms.
And then he said,
he was trying to
whose people?
He was trying to question me, like whoever I was citing was just going to be some media smoke. I was like, no. You know who I'm citing? Leroy Bleeping Horde. How about that?
Yeah, but now that Bo Camper sees Leroy, he's going to fight him over Minka.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He's going to take one of his big hands and claw you.
I'm old. He's old.
Yeah, but his hands.
I don't care.
Listen,
dude, I don't care. I ain't pulling no hand.
Bo could be 90. He's the last person I'd want to see in any kind of physical altercation.
You want to talk about Thor?
He's just going to make you eat some of his wings first, and then you'll be all slow and sluggish.
I'll take him first. I take that ass.
All right. The bus drivers are up next.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
high hopes. Streaming on Hulu.